Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Is out at Osborne Park this morning near Hawkesbury. Morning to you, James.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good, mate. This is a huge build-up for all concerning, including the Godolphin team with Home of the Brave. How are things this morning?
Yeah, it's exciting. And look, our horse, he just enjoyed getting his toe into the ground. His final serious strong piece of work on the turf, and he felt terrific.
I know he had, when it was announced last week, Vin Cox told us that you gave him a few days after his last run at a property down in Victoria, so he's freshened up nice.
Yeah, we have a property there, Northwood Park in Seymour, and he just enjoyed a few days there at James Manning. And James and Joel just looked after him there, and he put on a bit of condition. He enjoyed his time. And now that he's back at Osborne Park, he's into the full swing of his training and So, in a high-pressure race, he's going to need to be fully wound up, and particularly with his bold running style.
That was the one thing we've just discussed with three or four different trainers. The barrier draw is crucial tonight, but just where this horse can be, do you think he's better leading or sitting right on the pace, James?
We'd like to be right there. He's the sort of horse that doesn't need to find any cover, and with his wet track form, that's what helps bring him into it as one of only two in the race. As a non-Group 1 winner, he needs to be using his action and spending his energy at a sensible time.
The wet track form is excellent, isn't it? Soft and heavy.
It's a heavy eight at the moment at the time of acceptances, and I think that plays into his hand.
And he pulled up like he's a very fit horse now off his runs.
Yeah, he wouldn't have known he's even had a gallop. It was like I'd set him one lap on the sand, and I think the brightness with which he's responding there, he just seems to be in a good place. He did put in a huge peak performance a couple back in the Theo Marks, but on the strength of that run, He makes it up as one of the interesting runners in the race, but we enjoyed seeing a good cut in the ground at Randwick on the weekend just gone, and some more rain since then has ensured that it's at least going to be a lot different to the track he faced at Caulfield last time.
Yep, understand. It's exciting, mate, isn't it?
It is exciting. What do you think it'll be like tonight?
It'll go off tonight, wherever it is and whatever time they have it. But everyone, the one thing, James, whether you agree with the way it's been done, I will say everyone knows this race is on now.
Yeah, they do. They do. It's sort of really been, right back from well before the Royal Ascot meeting in June. I mean, I remember the Wait for Age Kingston meetings back in Brisbane there in the Winter Carnival. The people are talking about the Everest. People are talking about the Everest after the TJ Smith and the All Age Stakes. So there's no doubt about it. There's been great build up to the second year, the second running of the event, and I know the guys in the stable are excited to be a part of it. But it's more than just being a part of it. There's the desire to be competitive. And that's what we're focusing on for the remaining of the week, to make sure that our horse is perfect. And you know, that's where we're at.
Understand. I've got to quickly just ask you about Avilius. You would have been wrapped, survived the protest, all that sort of stuff. But you're in the race now. You've got a 1.5 kilo penalty, and the horse will carry 54.5. As it stands at the moment, James, do you think the horse will run again before the Melbourne Cup?
I'd like to run him in the Cox Plate.
Okay.
And he does well between now and then. That gives him 3 weeks to... 3 weeks to be right for that, and help keep that little bit of sharpness about him. But he'll be aimed primarily at the Melbourne Cup to have him perfect for that. But we would really enjoy getting a horse run in the Cox Plate, and that drop back in distance would be very interesting for him.
Yep, understand. Exciting times for Sheikh Mohammed's team. Good luck with the week ahead, James.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.